This is Earth and Sky. The jet contrails you see crisscrossing the sky are similar in some ways to natural clouds.
But they're made by the combustion of fossil fuels in jet engines. And if it seems you're seeing more of them, it's not your imagination. Andrew Carlton researches contrails at Pennsylvania State University. His research reports increasing numbers of contrails since the mid-1970s, due in part to changes in Earth's upper atmosphere, increasing jet traffic, and bigger jets.
Studies predict that air traffic will continue to increase for at least the next 30 to 50 years. And that, Carlton said, probably means more contrails with a possible effect on Earth's climate.
The studies nowadays, not all of them, because some of them actually disagree quite strongly, but there are studies that actually suggest that contrails have been enhancing global warming and will continue to do so in the future.
Airlines could cut down on contrails, but Carlton said it's expensive. The biggest thing, he said, is to forecast air that's favorable for contrails and then avoid it, reroute jets around it, or change the altitude of flight paths. Here in the U.S., those changes aren't on the horizon.
The airlines have been having such financial problems in recent years that contrail production is not high on their list of priorities right now.
More at earthsky.org. Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.